What's up, everybody, and welcome to the second episode of Sports Card MBA. I am one of your three hosts, Les Alex. I will be joined by Matt from PSA Collector and PSAcollector.com, as well as Boris from the Hobby Box. This is the Sports Card Podcast, where we break down every single week the low-hanging fruit, our picks, and we talk about sports and sports cards. You can find this podcast on Spotify, Anchor, and a lot of other great podcast hosting apps, and as well as watching it on all of our YouTubes. Links to those places will be in the description below. If you would like to support the podcast and our content, get a couple of perks, as such as our picks before anybody else gets them, and some really awesome stuff, check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/sportscardmba. This episode was recorded in front of a live YouTube audience, so you'll hear us talking with and interacting with the live YouTube audience. We record every single Saturday, so make sure to subscribe to each of our YouTube channels as we are switching up who broadcasts the live feed. I hope that you enjoy. All right, so yeah, you guys want to get into the timeline of the NBA playoffs? They finally released it just yesterday, so pretty hyped about it. Yeah, so looks like on June 21st, all players are going to be reporting, and then June 30th, training camps are going to start. July 7th, they're going to be traveling to Orlando, and then on July 30th, the beginning of the season is going to be restarted. And then the tournament starts the 15th and 16th. And then round one of the postseason starts on the 17th. And then we got the draft lottery on the 25th.
And what do you say, the 25th? NBA, and then on August 31st, beginning of round two of postseason. September 15th is the beginning of the conference finals. September 30th is beginning of the NBA finals. And then October 12th is game seven. Of the NBA finals, if necessary. So very exciting stuff for basketball coming up, guys. Get your cards now. Get them dirt cheap. It's specifically, I think, the rookie cards that are going to be in the playoff teams. Boris, what do you think are some good options for the rookie cards in the playoff teams?
Just wanted to say, like, you know, there have been, like, a little bit of – has been a little bit of pushback on some of the from the players. I think the big thing is NBA is gonna get done. Like, yeah, I don't foresee it not happening. I think that they're gonna get it done. Like, out of every, you know, part of me thinks that it's still very skeptical about baseball currently. Yeah. But I think basketball is gonna get done. I mean, there are a couple of people, you know, obviously Kyrie has kind of talked about his about him. They had an organizational meeting last Friday, I believe, and roughly about 80 players, and they met and just talked about kind of the concerns for re-meeting, and also about, like, you know, families and how that whole entire bubble, as they say, will look. Yeah. I think we're still going to get it done. I, you know, there is some concerns, but I think the NBA is really good at addressing player concerns, and a lot of them just want to play. It's not like baseball where, like, you know, it's like, well, you guys do it for this. And they're like, no, we're not going to do it for this. So, like, that's been, like, kind of the go around. But I think in general, like, the NBA players, they want to play. Like, you know, there's been a lot of news coming out. As far as that goes. But yeah, it looks like their families and stuff like that won't be really coming in until, like, in August. So after, like, families won't be allowed into the bubble until, I think, August 14th, kind of like in the tournament. Have you guys heard anything on that?
Yeah. So, well, for baseball, I know that they've been going back and forth basically this entire month, right? They had a 100-game proposal.
and that was no good for the players. And then they came back and with no 50-50 share. And the most recent one was 72 game season starting July 14th with 70% prorated salaries. And then once the playoffs started, kick up to 80% prorated salaries. So I don't think the players are going to accept it, because what it seems like from an outsider standpoint is the MLB franchises, the owners are not willing to really give up any more money. It's all, they're just kind of doing this like trick where, oh, hey, we'll give you this percentage with this amount of games, but it always ends up being about the same amount of money. And the players obviously want as much money as they possibly can get. Who can blame them? But yeah, I mean, it's just for baseball. I know, Boris, you said you're really skeptical. We've got some people in chat saying they're not too convinced whether, you know, thinking that baseball is going to come back, but it's looking rough. I just hope they can do it, because they're going to lose so many casual fans if they don't. And they had an opportunity to be the first league back, the first sports teams to be back. And here we are in the 12th hour, basically. And, you know, we've got hockey coming back. Soccer's back. The MLS is coming back later this month. Like, all these leagues are figuring out. And baseball, as usual, stuck in the Stone Ages, cannot figure it out. So
I'm excited about basketball, and I think you guys are as well. And that's primarily the Cards that we're picking up, and football, a little bit of football as well, because obviously, you know, I mean, buying baseball, if you wait a little bit longer, you can get some good deals. It's just your return on investment won't be very quick. You know, selling, it's not the time to sell. It's the time to hold on baseball cards, or buy if that's all you want to do is baseball cards. So, yeah, dude, I suggest waiting a little bit and seeing what the market does, because I think it's going to take a dip just because it's all up in the air as far as when baseball is going to start again. So
yeah,
basketball cards, that's what we're focusing on. The like I said in my recent video, top 10 basketball cards to buy now. You guys got to think outside the box. Now is a good time to buy. And if you guess right, you can sell if the player does good in the 6 games prior to the playoffs. I know there's a bunch of games that they're going to play. It's like a regular season almost. Is starting again, and then they're going to go to the playoffs. So if you buy low right now on a bunch of players, rookies or veterans, then and sell, then huge profit to be made. And also, football is months away, so now's the time to buy on football cards, because we all know what happens when football starts. The cards go up. The next topic is the ESPN documentary on the Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa home run chase.
Yeah, so that actually comes out tomorrow. Yep. At 8 p.m. my time, Central. So when the thing comes out, you should not be buying into the FOMO. You should be selling into the FOMO. So if you haven't yet bought, I would just steer clear of these steroid era guys.
Yeah.
What are you guys' take on that?
Same. I agree. Now's the time to sell those cards, not buy Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire. A lot of you guys have been asking me, are Mark McGwire cards and Sammy Sosa cards a good investment right now? In my opinion, the time to buy those cards were months ago, not now. It's the time to sell those cards, because after this documentary is released, the hype's going to go down. The values are going to go down. Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa, I don't think, are going to make it to the Hall of Fame. They don't really, I mean, they have great collectability, because a lot of collectors are between the age of like 30 and 45 right now, and they grew up watching Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa. So, you know, they're childhood fans, and that's about the only value I think that those cards have. And if you do want to get the cards, go for the shorter prints, the Topps Tiffany and the OP Cheek. Stay away from the base Topps cards. As you guys know, that's the junk wax era stuff, massively overprinted. So go for the OPG and the Topps Tiffany, or, you know, stuff like the Fleer Glossy even, or Score Glossy, maybe even some refractors too. But like I said, the prices have gone up on those cards. The time to buy is over with. It's now time to sell. Just like the Michael Jordan cards, the time to buy those cards was way before the documentary, yeah. And then sell when the doc was being released, and then after release, because I think the cards have gone down a little bit, a little tiny bit. However, they're not going to plummet. They're going to maintain. and increase steadily over the next couple of years, or the remainder of his until the next big thing happens, which who knows what that is. So
yeah, I agree. I think the time to pick those cards up if you were going to try and make any kind of profit has come and gone. So don't get stuck holding the bag, as I like to say. So, you know, look for deals. And if you want those cards, it's tough. It's not like you said, it's not like Jordan. And I mean, Jordan is, you know, a GOAT in every single way. So, I mean, the hype around buying his cards, it made more sense.
Yeah.
So
even buying high too, even buying Michael Jordan cards when they were high, because you know, they're only going to get higher. Buying McGuire cards and Sammy Sosa high, it's not, the peak is not going to get any higher, I think.
Yeah, baseball's not basketball. Baseball probably will never be basketball again.
No, basketball has just taken over the market, which blows my mind, because it was like third. It used to be baseball was primarily the biggest sports card market, and then football, and then basketball, and then hockey, and then soccer, and the rest. Now it's basketball. It's number one. And it's going to be very hard to knock basketball off the throne for many years to come. So I know a bunch of us, everybody's getting into basketball. Guys tell me, man, I used to collect baseball. I've been watching a lot of your videos. You got me into basketball, essentially. So
yeah,
it's awesome to see that people are getting excited about basketball.
Yeah, I think that we will see a bit of a surge in soccer cards. I know that Americans aren't very fond of soccer, and that's fine, but the soccer renaissance is coming, I think. And got some cards here for whenever we do mail day. I'm really excited. On my channel, I've been talking about soccer cards pretty often, and yeah, I think that you need to be picking up some of the big hitters in soccer. I think if there's any sport to dethrone basketball,
it will be
soccer. And I know that, you know, again, Americans probably don't want to hear that, but
you're right.
Ronaldo, Cristiano Ronaldo has the most, and I found this out, Cristiano Ronaldo has the most Instagram followers of anyone on Instagram, period.
Wow.
Yeah. Like more than Kim Kardashian and, you know, all the like nonsense people out there. He has the most on Instagram, period. So
that's crazy.
Soccer cards are coming. You guys want to be ahead of the curve. Trust me.
Some of them are already pretty expensive.
Twins. I see you there. Yeah, they're, but it's going to be way, we're not late. We're not late. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah. Okay, guys, that's the news. We covered most of it, I think. What do you think, Alex?
Yeah.
Just that I was just going to mention soccer's finally back. Serie A played yesterday.
Oh, gotcha.
Yep. In their semifinals. So they're going to their another Coppa Italia final. And then MLS is returning on the 8th with 26 teams broken up into four different groups, kind of like the World Cup. I think there's going to be like 56 games total. So exciting stuff, exciting stuff.
Cool.
But yeah, that's all about all I got for news.
Let's move on to the buy, hold, and sell.
Yeah.
And we want to know what you guys are doing in the as well, as far as what are you buying, what are you holding, and what are you selling right now? I guess I can kick it off. Right now, obviously, I'm buying basketball rookie cards or veteran cards of players that are going to perform well in the upcoming games. Also, players that aren't as well, like players that aren't going to be in the NBA playoffs or the flop finals or whatever, because those cards could see a dip. So now's the time to pick those up, such as Trae Young. So I've been looking a lot into Trae Young again. I hopped off the Trae Young bandwagon, but I'm back on it because I saw how cheap his cards are, his rookie cards and his second year cards, the hollows and the super short prints. That's what I'm talking, guys. Pick those up now. I think Trae Young still has a lot of basketball to play and a lot more stats to throw up on the board. Luka, Shea, and Pascal Siakam. Those are my buys. Hold on selling all baseball cards just across the board. Even like the Barry Bonds, the Ken Griffey Jr. Don't sell any of those. I still see a lot of upside to those cards. And then sell, except for the Sammy Sosa and Mark McGuire, just because of the documentary. The hype's there, the peak there. So I know I just contradicted myself, but sell the Sammy Sosa, Mark McGuire after the documentary comes out and is released, which is tomorrow. Sunday, 8 p.m. Central Time. So those are my buy, holds, and sells. Let's pass it on to you, Alex.
Yeah, so I am buying soccer cards. Who would have thunk it? Now I've got Messi, Ronaldo, and Mbappe. Those three guys specifically are who I'm targeting right now. I think we are only the tip of the iceberg on how crazy soccer can and, in my opinion, will get. I'm holding – now, this is going to sound weird, but I'm actually holding basketball cards until the playoffs start. Why? Because I feel like I have my investments. I have my picks. I have all the cards that I want. And I'm just going to kind of wait until we have the playoffs and see kind of how crazy the prices really get. I've had a lot of offers on stuff, and I just cannot seem to pull the trigger on a sale on eBay and on Facebook just because I don't know, man. I think the prices are going to go pretty nutty.
Pretty nutty. I'm excited to see.
And then selling, actually, I bought several weeks ago some Colin Kaepernicks, and I've been selling those like crazy. And that's basically the only guy I've been selling. But he's been good profit here the last couple weeks. So
cool. You said Colin Kaepernick?
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yeah. His prices have quadrupled.
Yes, I would sell now too as well.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, I don't think he's a major investment for the future. That's for sure.
I'm not sure who would buy his cards.
I just saw what was happening in the world, and I figured, yo, these are like literally $10. So, and I've sold several for $40 already. So,
yeah, I mean, I just don't think he'll ever be a starter again, ever. Mm-hmm. I mean, like beyond it like
matter though.
And it doesn't have anything to – no, I mean, if you're capitalizing on it, you're capitalizing on it. It's just like – he's just like beyond what happened with, you know, the taking a knee and all that stuff and what happened in – I think it was 2017, right? 2016, one of those.
I believe.
But beyond that, he just wasn't playing good football.
Right.
He just wasn't. Like, I mean, he could maybe go and be a backup somewhere, possibly. But he just definitely will not be a starter.
Yeah. What about you, Boris? What cards are you focusing on right now as far as?
Yeah. So for me, majorly, you know, over the past couple of weeks, I've really been focusing on specifically, I've been picking up De'Aaron Fox PSA 9s. I think there's going to be, I'm sorry, can you guys hear that dog in the background?
Yeah. Yeah.
Very, very, very subtly. Not bad.
Dude, I have the worst neighbor dog in the world. It's a hound dog, and it just never stops. So De'Aaron Fox, I think, will have some upside potentially when they start playing again just because of who he – like just how he plays. I mean, he's obviously the centerpiece for the Kings. Like I said, I don't foresee them moving into the playoffs. But that's still not going to stop him from having some outstanding games and for people to be just like, I mean, you got all eyes focused on basketball, in my opinion, is what's going to happen. They're just, you know, he's going to have some great games where you're just going to be able to see his electrifying playing. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the ones I've been targeting. I've been looking really good. I've been looking really a lot at Kawhi Hoops rookie cards.
Oh, interesting.
Just kind of – gauging. Here's my thing on Kawhi. Look where Giannis cards are selling his hoops, and I just think there's some profits. That's good, that there's still a little bit of profit to be made with Kawhi. So I've been kind of sneakily looking at that stuff.
Nice.
Kawhi is definitely, if I can find a good deal on some hoops, I'm picking those up. There were a lot of people talking about Triple J in the comments. I've definitely had videos on Triple J. I think he's a good pickup for sure. But yeah, Kawhi Leonard is one of the best players.
Wow.
And the Clippers. Stats.
Yeah.
I mean, the Clippers are going to go far.
Oh, yeah, for sure. A lot of guys were saying in my live stream or my video that they think that Clippers are going to win it all this year. A lot of guys are saying that sports analysts and, you know, just fans in general, they think the Clippers are going to crush it. So that's a definitely. Wow, he is a good pick, huh?
I mean, he is, man. I mean, the big thing is that he's just not like one of those people who stands out in the media. He's very quiet. He's kind of like a Tim Duncan.
Yeah.
But I mean, that just doesn't take away. I mean, at a certain point, if a player is just good and just keeps on, you know, provide, you know, keeps on playing well, I mean, he's got to be a pickup, you know? So
wow, he went 15th in the first round.
What's that?
He was a good fifteenth pick.
Right.
That was a steal.
Yeah. So those are my pickups that I've been looking at. Yeah, he's just very quiet. I think that's why people are starting people are starting to notice him big time.
Gotcha. Yeah, for sure. I agree.
So for me, holds right now, the big holds is gonna be like baseball cards. Like I just don't think you're gonna get the max profit out of them right now. And with everything being up in the air, like there will be some players, you know, just in general with hype just builds around them. And you'll see that happening here and there. But in general, like, I just don't think you're going to get the best price for your baseball cards right now. So I would hold those. And then selling, I've been kind of this is my thing. And like, I hope people will understand my meanings behind this stuff. But PSA 10s, if you have multiples, I mean, my thing is like, so if I had in my possession multiple PSA 10s of, I would say like even Jason Tatum, say, I would hold, you know, one or two. If you have like three or four and sell the other ones, use the money that you can get on a PSA 10, because right now they're at a premium. Could they go up? Yes. And that's why you keep one or two for insurance, or, you know, insurance purposes. But you can take that money from a PSA 10 and go and invest in like someone like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and buy like three Shai Gilgeous-Alexander 10s, you know, for the price of, you know, one Luka PSA 10 or something like that, and see like really big profits off of that when they start playing. And I'm not saying this is the ultimate scenario. What I'm saying is there's opportunities like this in the market. And then once you sell and you get that money back, then you can go back out and buy you a PSA 10 Luka or a PSA 10 Jason Tatum. And then you've just earned some money off of that money that you just had sitting there on your shelf. And that's kind of my thought process behind the selling.
Yeah.
One thing, I guess we didn't really talk about this. I know we got a few more minutes in the buy sell hold, but we were talking about this just a minute ago, Project 2020, and how a lot of them have kind of tanked. I think that was due to people like selling them prematurely, and then it took forever for these to get out. Right, I just got mine.
Yeah,
yeah. I just got my JK5 Roberto Clemente.
Yeah.
And remember when we were looking at it, it was like it was up in $130-something.
Dude, the one I got was like $400, and they're like $40 now. So
right, exactly. I think what happened was eBay, you know, people were kind of buying and then reposting before they even had the product.
So
and then
wild.
They were selling. And then it was just creating this train of like nobody has the product.
Yeah. So how would that affect the price of the card?
Well, because eBay made people cancel the orders, basically. I got a notice from someone that I bought the same card you got, the Tyson Beck.
Yeah.
And they had to cancel the order. And they were like, "Yeah, eBay's making me cancel. You know, they've kind of put me on probation. Have made me cancel like all my orders." And so I think that's in general how that happened. It was like, you know, people buying and selling it without actually having the product. And yeah, man, I've seen the Roberto Clementes, man. I've seen them going for like $10, man. I'm like, what? They were $140 like 2 weeks ago. And so the only one that haven't really tucked that plumb in is like Ermsey.
It was 100. I just don't understand how that affects the price. Why would a card sell for 110 but then sell for $10?
Because everybody has the product now, so there's not a demand for it anymore.
Yeah.
So the ones that did get canceled, they're just trying to. I think they're just trying to get their investment back at this point.
Wow. So the prices on the Topps Project 2020 cards essentially are plummeting.
For 100%, man. Most of them aren't. I mean,
almost all of them. I think though, and here's just my two cents on it. over time, the ones with the low, like under 10K, will be like good long-term or midterm investments. Like, that's just my thought, because as we get further away from the release date, these are going to start to dry up. People are going to, the actual true buyers, not the resellers, but the true buyers are going to have their cards. And then, you know, the resellers or the people that were investing in them to flip are going to be less and less. And so the further we get away, I could see a scenario where the prices do start to see an upward trend of the ones that have a low pop report. What do you guys think?
Yeah, absolutely. In general.
Well, it's possible. I mean, so like my JK5, let me see how I'm looking at the pop, like the population report on Tops right now. But that Tyson Beck that you had, that was the Bob Gibson, right?
Yeah. They were like 300 or 400 like pre-sale. Like people were posting them before they had them in hand.
Okay. So recent first auction, I typed in an eBay Tops Project 2020, and these are, wow, that trot went for $18.
Yeah. My JK5 Roberto Clemente, there's only 8,000.
This one has a low print run, doesn't it? It's one of the first ones, $26.
Yep.
What? Yeah,
they've all tanked basically across the board, except for that Ermsey Trout.
Oh yeah. The one with the, where he's like
the crazy looking. Yeah.
The George Brett, the Keith Shore. Oh, there's a gold for $11. Aren't these golds one of ones? The gold borders.
Yeah. Those are the, I believe so. Did that or the artist?
They only did number to 20, didn't they?
Oh, maybe.
Well, yeah. I don't know what exactly is going on. Like I said, the JK5 that I have, the Roberto Clemente's under 10,000. So it's 8,518. Those are selling for like.
Oh, this one right here. $10. Tyson Beck, Bob Gibson. Yeah, dude. I remember you guys talking about this. It was worth like what?
It was like 140 at the time. Yeah. Or at least.
Yeah, no, it was the day it came out, they were selling for like $300-$400.
Yeah.
Or like the day after or whatever. Yeah.
$30 it sold
for. I do think though, like the further we get away, those fans of those actual artists are going to want to pick them up. So I think slowly but surely the prices will go back up on the ones with low print runs over time. It's going to be a long pickup, like a long haul, but
dang, look at this. 47 bids, $365 on May 27th. $365.
That's insane, yeah. And now look at it.
And then new or ended recently.
$30. $24.
Wait, was that number to 20, that other one, or was that a regular?
I know the regular ones were selling for like 300, so
I think that was a regular one.
It's nuts, right? I saw that and I was like, I couldn't believe it, man. Yeah. Holy, it dropped so hard.
It has a 6,700 print run too, so short print almost, right?
Yeah, no, that's among one of the shortest prints.
355, three. Can you imagine if you paid that much money for this card? Man.
Yeah, wow. Right. Either you might have got your money back. Like I said, they made them cancel.
A ton. Wow, dude, that's crazy. I didn't even know this was happening.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
23, 29, 18.
I just wanted to bring that up before we moved on.
That's a huge loss. So there you go, guys. That's your answer. Tops Project 2020.
Yeah, someone keeps talking about Fox. Just to address that, Fox has already been going up. So I think he's a good buy for you know, like yeah. I said, you don't want to be stuck holding the bag though. So you know, get ready for the playoffs and or not the playoffs. Get ready for NBA play and what that looks like and when to drop them. Cool.
Yeah,
we doing a mail day now. Mail day.
Yeah.
You want to pop it off, Alex?
Sure. Yeah. So I got some stuff right here. I have obviously the Project 2020. I got the. And again, guys, I'm a Cardinals fan. I bought this with no expectation of flipping it, and then I saw the price. And I was like, okay, well, maybe I might just flip it. But I wanted to have it in hand before I sold it because I didn't want to have to go through what all these jabronis went through. Yeah. I ended up not selling any of them. I bought two of them, so I might do it for a giveaway, or I might even give it to one of my buddies who's a big Bob Gibson fan. So still perfectly a-okay with having those. But mail day, we got Baker Mayfield select rookie, we've got the Baker Mayfield rated rookie optic. I'm a Browns fan, so and then We just got like a gang of Cristiano Ronaldo optics here in his new Juventus kit. Got like four of those. I got more on the way too. And then
what year is that?
That is, what is it? 2018, 2019.
Is that a rookie card or a base?
No, no, it's just a base, but it's first card. It's his first card in his new team's uniform.
So. Gotcha. Okay, cool.
We have Lionel Messi. Can't go wrong. One of the GOATs. Him and Ronaldo are GOATs. And then Vinicius Jr., highly touted. He's like 19 years old. He's going to be a stud. And then the America's best player, this is a select Christian Pulisic. He's basically America's best player. And yeah, I'm just really excited on soccer right now. I've got more on nice. The way. And that's the mailbag today for me.
I'm going to start looking into soccer eventually. Boris, do you have anything on your mail day?
I was prepared, man. I had them right here next to me and everything.
Yeah. You know, are you okay? Yeah, I'll go. Again, I've been picking up some nines of the De'Aaron Fox. What sucks, man, is I had a 10 and I sold it a little too early. So I still made profit off of it, but I sold it. I think I picked it up for like $60, a PSA 10. I think they're selling for, what are they, 150 right now, 150 to $200. So I've been picking up the PSA 9s as well. Just for initial little profits as well. These are, I think I picked this up for, I want to say $40, 40 to $50. Obviously my project, 2020 JK5 came in. These are pretty cool though. I mean, honestly, yeah. So I mean, I'm not like,
there you go.
Upset that I have it. It has some Star Wars theme into it. You know,
we have a Boba Fett mask he's wearing.
Yeah, you got the guy, he's wearing the mask. And then the boat itself has a what do you call it, Darth Vader helmet on in there as well. So that's kind of cool. And yeah, Roberto Clemente. And then just got in some NBA hoops, Jason Tatum. A little disappointed with how this one it has a little corner to it, but
A little ding. Ah, that's the worst.
But I only paid like $15 for it. So,
yikes! I remember those were cheap.
They were really cheap before. They're not cheap anymore.
I can't believe the increase in those cards.
Yeah, and then I also have some Luka Doncic second year prism.
Nice
prism.
Yes, and they're very well centered. Digging these cards. I think like I'm kind of just stacking up. I saw your 200 mail day or 200 cards that you sent out yesterday. I was like, oh my god, I need that. Got some great cards in there, bro.
Yeah, I've been sitting on those for a while. Those Lucas.
Yeah, that's my pickups. So
nice. I've been so Shea Young Select Concourse. I got two of those. Nice, dirt cheap, guys. Oh, I got a blue as well. Dirt cheap. I can't remember how much I paid for this. It was under 40. Really? Oh, yeah, for sure. It's $299. And then this is part of my buy now stuff. The Spectra guys, the Panini Spectra cards. This is serial number out of 49. Look how cool that card is. Okay, so a lot of guys are just overlooking the Spectra product. And in my opinion, it's got the most flash out of any product, Panini product, these cards. I even picked up his out of 99. I paid $20. Buy it now. The Shea Gilgeous Alexander card. $20 I paid for the serial number out of 99. I think there's huge upside to the Spectra brand, both football and basketball. I don't think baseball has a Spectra Panini. I'm not sure, but definitely baseball, basketball does. Also, Donovan Mitchell, PSA 9 yellow. Man, I got a bunch of stuff. I'm not going to show it all. Okay, I got a Pascal
Siakam. You got time, bro. Go for it.
Pascal Siakam Select. I bought this whole lot for $20, and it has this premier rookie card in there, which is, I think, selling for like 30 to 40 right now. So Pascal Siakam, Shea Gilgeous, Donovan Mitchell, and then this 87 Topps Tiffany Barry Bonds PSA 7. I paid 40 for this, which the Barry Bonds Topps Tiffany cards are just – The price they're at right now is so insane. I'm kicking myself for not buying more. Even the tops, PSA 10s, the base tops, Barry Bonds rookie cards, huge. They've spiked and gone up. So I'm not buying those anymore. If I see raw and ungraded, I might put in an offer and try to snipe them. But I've got a bunch of them, so I'm just going to sit on them and wait for the Barry Bonds. I know a lot of you guys out there are cursing at me right now for even mentioning his name, but that's cool. I like Barry Bonds, and I think his cards have huge potential, especially if he gets anywhere near the Hall of Fame induction, which they've gone up. The voting has gone up small each year, him and Roger Clemens. They're kind of like neck and neck. I think the deadline is 2022 for Barry Bonds, but
that's
all my mail videos, I got a Barry Bonds card.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Barry Bonds, man.
I'm on the Barry. It's just something I just do. It's kind of like an addiction to Barry Bonds cards.
Everybody has their player that they like. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
And I don't even know why. Like, I remember as a kid, I was like Ken Griffey Jr., Mark McGwire, even like Jose Canseco. I was never really big on Barry Bonds when I was a kid. As much as I am Griffey and McGwire and Sosa.
Right.
Which is weird.
You got anything coming in the mail, or is that everything?
Man, I got a ton of cards still back there, and I gotta go to the mailbox and get a bunch of cards now. Yeah, I got a ton. I'm going to do a low-hanging fruit video. Guys, if you're not following me, I'm doing on my Patreon, I'm doing 7 days in advance, then 4 days, and then 2 days for different tiers. So go follow me on Patreon. My personal PSA collector. Also, guys, we have a sports card NBA Patreon page. We have certain perks and benefits for those of you guys out there that want it. I'll put a link in the comments below. I'm just trying to offer more. People are asking, and we're just providing. That's all there is to it. So go check out our Patreon. Alex, he has one, personal one, and Boris, he has one as well, the Hobby Box. Our Patreon pages, guys. Go check them out. We're doing cool things. On my Patreon, I'm even doing a one-hour Zoom call every month if you guys want that. It's like $25. I talk to you for 1 hour. I'll do a Zoom call with you. I thought that was cool to offer people. I know I get asked a lot. People want to do that. And I look at their collection and, you know, go over what I think is valuable and what I think they should submit. All kinds of things, guys. Go check that out. Boris and Alex, you guys also offer certain perks and benefits on your Patreons as well. Like your Alex, I think you do like your picks of the week, your cards that you're buying. Boris, I'm not sure what you're doing. You guys can go over that a little bit right now if you want on your page on your Patreon. Alex, you're doing what? Like you say, your pick of the week.
Yeah, picks of the week. So, and I just, and Boris, I know you have your podcast as well. I also have a solo podcast. We've all got our own things. It's pretty funny, but yeah. Over on my Patreon is basically get my picks, help support me. That's the main thing. Patreon, obviously 100%. If you want to do it, that's fine. If not, we're all still doing the same content that we normally would. We're not holding anything back. It's just if you want to interact with us a little bit more and help support the content. But yeah. And then I got a Discord and other stuff like that. So yeah, Boris.
Yeah. Mine is basically, you know, I have a Discord community that I'm building up right now. So it's going to have, different topics, where you can also sell on the page. There's going to be Raz auctions on it. Breaks and things like that in the Discord. So that's available for people who are part of the Patreon. It's been, every week I do an extra episode for Patreon people, basically going over, what I've been investing in, price points and things like that. The biggest thing is, early access to the episodes. And then for the most part, and yeah, it's like it's like the price of a cup of coffee for the month. And then, I also have a special for people who are content providers or, people that are starting up their YouTubes and stuff like that as well. Cause I think I've done pretty good for my content. I mean, I'm almost up, 1,600 subscribers in less than 2 months. I thought that was pretty good. So I don't know. I mean, I have some advice.
Yeah, guys, for sure. A lot of time spent on our end looking up, you know, watching the market, seeing what's hot, what's cold, you know, doing research, doing news stuff. And we're just trying to offer some behind the scenes stuff for you guys that out there that want it. And mainly to help, like Alex said, to help support our, you know, our channels and our pages. So let's move along, guys, to low hanging fruit. Alex, I'm going to let you start this one off because we boards don't really agree with you on it, but you know what? We all have our strategies, right, our opinions and our approaches. So what is your low hanging fruit?
All right. Y'all know who Vegas Dave is, right? Y'all know whenever he starts to even mutter a player's name, their cards spike. And recently he made a video talking about Derek Carr. I think it doesn't matter. You could not ever look at his statistics. This card, I guarantee, will go up. I guarantee the Vegas Dave hype is real. They're $5. His Prism Base Raw are $5. Derek Carr. Don't say nothing about it.
Keep going, man. I want to hear.
You're talking about David Carr, right? You're talking about David Carr, right? Not his younger brother. The actual good quarterback.
No, the Vegas Raiders quarterback.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, it's fine. You don't have to get on the train.
Yo, I agree though. His cards are dirt cheap, and if this is their first year in Vegas,
Bring up his stats from last year. Tell me he's not like an adequate quarterback.
Okay.
And the thing too is Vegas is going to get an influx of so many new fans. That's something I think you guys are not really acknowledging. Like,
they do have a sick stadium though, dude. That's like the stadium is. If I was in Vegas, I would definitely be a Derek Carr fan.
Dude, I'm big on football, and I can't. If I see an opportunity, I might check it out. But
so he said 4,000 last year, 2 years, 4,000 yards, 19, 20 touchdowns, interceptions, 10 percentage, 3.4 attempts. Completions 70%. That's good. He's going up. He's definitely improving. But like Boris was saying, I just can't. I'm not really a fan of Derek Carr. I never was. But Alex, your approach and a lot of guys out there is you don't have to be a fan of the player in order to.
I don't like him. I don't like him. He should have been hype on the car salesman, but.
Gotcha. Okay, so there you go, guys. Some Derek Carr cards. They're dirt cheap right now. They're
so cheap.
Pick them up now before he makes his first play. I would say actually pick some up now and then maybe sell them right before his first game. That way, when the hype's real, even higher. Yeah, that's a good strategy. I definitely think that. Like I was talking about earlier, my low-hanging fruit, guys, across the board, like go look at your favorite player that you're collecting now. And go look at the Spectra, Panini Spectra cards. I'm telling you right now, they're dirt cheap. You guys want to focus on those super short print cards, the serial numbered cards with a known print run. Go check out the Spectra. Go check out the Luka and I don't know if you're into Zion. Check out the Zion. If Ja Morant, those big time players, I guarantee you, you're going to be amazed at how cheap the Spectra cards are. So that's my low-hanging fruit right now. I'm not going to focus on anybody specific, just the brand of the Panini brand Spectra. Nobody's talking about it. I've been looking into them. I've been buying Spectra football. Like I bought a lot of Jared Goff, a lot of Drew Brees Spectra, like the low prints out of 35, out of, like super short print cards that are just awesome. They're super flashy, and some are even die cuts. So football and basketball, Spectra brand, low-hanging fruit, big time. In the future, I think people are going to become more and more fans and pay more and more attention to them. And a lot of autographs, too. A lot of autographs are dirt cheap. I picked up that Trae Young, Spectra Rising Star, serial number out of 60. It was like 115. I don't know what it's worth now, but, a lot of cards out there, dirt cheap, guys. So Spectra, that's my low-hanging fruit.
Nice.
And Boris, you're not here on the board. Do you have a low hanging fruit for the week?
Yeah. Do you guys know Vegas Dave?
I mean, I know his name, but I don't like watch him or know what he's known for. I know he's known for.
He's been talking about Derek Carr. No, I'm joking.
Expensive, like micro cards.
No. My low hanging fruit right now, honestly, I'm focusing on a lot of these Miami guys, in particular, Tyler Hero. just picking up his cards have taken a dip because of he got injured in the season. I just really like him. Here's the deal. Going off of the hype stuff too, we're going to have all eyes on basketball. This mm-hmm. guy is like one of those guys that's, you know, I can just see him making like this game-winning shot that's just like sick. You know, and then the next day people flood to the market to buy Tyler Hero cards. I think ultimately, I mean, he's got a great shot. He's got a great shot basically. And I think his base prisms are selling for like $5 right now. I just really like Tyler Hero. I don't know why.
Interesting.
I just have liked him since he's entered into the league. I think he kind of fits with what Miami's doing. I think they're still trying to figure it all out as far as like with him out there, like where he fits in the team. But I think overall, yeah, man, I just like Tyler Hero as a low hanging fruit, as a pickup.
Yeah, absolutely. His cards are pretty cheap for and he does have some hype. A lot of guys are asking me about him too. It's like, what do you think about Tyler Hero? And I just really haven't spent the time to I haven't really looked into him yet. But all it takes is one good game, and his cards can see a spike.
Well, he used to be a lot higher. Is the thing is like,
oh, really?
Because there was a point in the season where Jimmy Butler was hurt, and Nunn and Hero were kind of those guys that were just they were out there a lot, getting a lot of play time, and then you know he got hurt. But his cards were up there in value not too long ago. I like him. I don't know why. I think, you know, and so it's low hanging fruit, right? It's like, let's buy it for $5 and make, you know, $10, you know? So like, it's like that. It's like buy quantity and sell it.
For sure, dude. And that's my approach too. Look, I mean, there's a lot of low hanging fruit out there. It just blows my mind. So I also diversify, maybe pick up a little of him and a little of somebody else at the price points. Most of these basketball cards at the non Zions and the non Lucas and Ja Morants. And essentially those are the hot ticket items, but they're dirt cheap. Definitely. And there's hype, which he has some hype. Tyler Hero does.
Yeah, definitely.
And
that's the thing is hype is just such a big factor. You know, even with like, I mean, I think, in my opinion, like the clear-cut rookie of the year this year, I think it's going to be Ja Morant. So why is Ja Morant's base prism PSA 10s like $200 less than Zion? Like, I get Zion. It's a lot of it is hype, you know, and I just don't get it in some ways.
Yeah, yep. Ja Morant's price has been going down over the last – like, it's weird. Every other card, it seems, has been going crazy, and Ja's has, like, steadily been losing – value.
See, that's what I've been waiting for, guys. I'm Tennessee. He's Memphis. I've been waiting because I was going to start buying Ja Morant when his cards came out, and I saw how high they were, and I was like, nope, I'm not doing it. I was expecting them to be cheap or lower, but they. Oh, here's this is an optic, $15. That doesn't seem too bad. Oh, that's based on Russ. Yeah. So I've been waiting for his cards to go down, and that's when I'm going to come in and start scooping some up. Because I like his play style. He's flashy. He's got some style. He's got some grace. And I think Ja Morant's, it is crazy to see that they're going down.
Well, I think the big thing too is like people were getting nervous about them being in the playoffs because of this whole setup. You know, this was obviously the whole setup is people want to see Zion play, and so they got Zion.
Yeah.
Playing, yep. That's why they didn't go straight to the. NBA playoffs, in my opinion.
They're getting most bang for their buck,
right? And they weren't even in ninth place, so it was like they couldn't even just say we're just going to take the nine teams from both sides. No, they had to take like more from the West.
They figured out a way to squeeze it in there.
That's my stance on that, but So Tyler Hero is my low hanging fruit, man. I think we can make. I think you can pick up a lot. Of Tyler Hero, you know, let's say you get 10 rookie cards at $5 a piece, that's $50. And let's just say they go up to $10 during the next, you know, even just $10. I mean, you've just made what?
Yeah.
Sorry. If you picked up 10, yeah.
Okay. So let's move on to our picks, guys, which we've kind of already covered this. Picks, our picks. So, Alex, well, my pick is I guess evidently it's the Shea SGA rookie cards. I've been buying a lot of SGA. Pascal, when they were cheap, they've gone up a little bit after that the video I did. They were cheap before. Donovan Mitchell cards have gone up. It's past the point of no return for me. I would much rather buy dirt cheap, guys, like these hero cards. They're dirt cheap. Donovan Mitchell cards at one time were dirt cheap. Same with SGA. Same with Pascal Siakam. I like buying dirt cheap stuff. And once I get past a certain price point, then I'm out. I start looking for other players. But right now, I still think SGA cards are you can find some for reasonable prices, and maybe even some Pascal, but they're no longer dirt cheap. Donovan Mitchell, same thing. They're no longer dirt cheap. And I'm still doing my research. So what do you got, Boris? Do you have any picks, any particular players other than Hero? I think we need to change our topics because low-hanging fruit and picks, like where's Alex at? He's going
to. Oh, I don't think picks are supposed to be in the low-hanging fruits. It's just like, you know, your picks, like what you're targeting, what you think is. Because, I mean, I'm not just going low-hanging fruit for sure.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so, Alex, go ahead. You're going to we're on the topic, the picks. You got Bryce Harper rookies?
Yeah. So my pick is for this week is Bryce Harper rookie card. PSA 10, if you can afford it, obviously, they're only $100. I know we were talking about earlier that baseball we should be holding and kind of just feeling out the market and seeing if the season actually – fires or not, but Matt, you said this a little bit earlier, there are players where if you see a good deal, you got to jump on them. That's true with basically everything we're talking about, right? But Bryce Harper is a polarizing player. He's a, in my opinion, a generational talent. I know a lot of people do not like him at all. But I think that in some ways, like how polarizing he is a good thing for his hobby price. Like, you know, you think about guys, and that's kind of like Kawhi Leonard. He's like just very good, obviously, but he's so meh in the media, like just doesn't have an opinion about anything. It's probably going to keep his prices lower than they potentially could be. Where flip side of that, you take it to baseball, Bryce Harper, very in the media, very much has an opinion about basically everything. He fights everybody. He punches his own teammates. He bat flips. Like he's a guy that is exciting. And he's a guy that, in my opinion, baseball needs exciting players. They are the least progressive North American sports league ever. Like basketball's obviously top. Football's right there. NHL even is more progressive than the MLB, and the MLB needs people like Bryce Harper to be out there in the media. And his price, I think, is very underrated. You can get the raws of number 661 tops for right around $15 to $25. You can get the PSA 10s for $100, and he's already an MVP, guys. All he needs is a World Series, and you can call it a career. And I think he's well on his way to building a Hall of Fame career. I think that his stats, you know, people want to talk about his batting average and his strikeout rate. His batting average going down, his strikeout rate going up, but he's going to be on that Phillies team basically forever, right? He signed like a 12-year deal or whatever. He's not going anywhere. That team is going to build around him too. So, and Phillies fans are crazy. They have a lot of fans. Like,
yeah.
So I
he's
think
got a 13-year deal, $330 million. So he's good through 2031.
Yeah, man. So he's locked in. He'll be in Philly forever. I'm excited about him. I actually like him a lot as a player too. It's just right now the baseball market's kind of stagnant and kind of, you know, peaked, I think. I don't think we're going to see any crazy jumps until we get a resolution of whether the season's going to happen. So I'm all in on Bryce Harper. I've got some other of his lower end rookie cards as well. And I think though, this one is probably the one, cause there's one that is either a short print or something, but it's like the PSA 10 is like a grand. Obviously I'm not going after that one. If you got it, I would suggest investing in it, but I like Bryce Harper a lot. So
yeah, I've been buying his stuff.
That's my pick for the week.
It's baseball, but now's the time to buy baseball, I think, in the coming weeks, because I think the prices are going to dip. I've been picking up Bryce Harper and Mookie Betts, just low-key every now and then.
Mookie.
Yeah, Mookie's great.
Yeah. I even started dabbling in some Cody Bellinger and Pete Alonso. Now, these are players that I'm not familiar with. I'm more familiar with the older stuff, old baseball cards, the 90s and 70s and 80s. 80s and 90s specifically, but I've been dabbling in the newer stuff as well, and I definitely like Bryce Harper. I know a lot of young guys like him, a lot of younger kids like Bryce Harper, and those are the future collectors. So, you know, I say why not, especially since they're so cheap. For the most part, a lot of his cards are cheap. His first Bowman draft paper card, I've been buying the serial number cards, the blue and the orange. I like those cards though. The first chrome, Garrett Cole's another one I was buying as well. I've been picking up a bunch of his cards. In fact, I just got one of his cards.
Be careful though with those pitchers. I mean, Garrett Cole, I think, is a great pick because he's well on his way to becoming a Hall of Famer. But some of those, and this is for the listeners and stuff, pitchers.
Oh, for sure.
Pitchers are kind of rough in the hobby just because they're so injury prone. But yeah, I think Garrett Cole is a great pick. He was actually in one of my most recent videos.
I got the Trevor Bauer and the Garrett Cole.
Bauer.
For $20, I got this. I won this at auction. I think these are awesome cards. These are like some of their first cards, Bowman card. Yeah, it's the first Bowman cards of Garrett Cole and Trevor Bauer for $20. I was like, yeah, that's a steal. I'm gonna buy it. I like the cards, and that's why. I mean, I think they're gonna go up in value as well because they're the first cards.
Yeah.
Boris, do you
power
have
power outage?
Do you have a pick of the week?
I did.
Or.
Blank.
Was that Tyler Hero?
No. Tyler Hero is not my pick of the week. Ja Morant. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Like I said, I think there's room to capitalize on. I have been seeing his prices have started to turn around again. But yeah, he's my dude.
I like Ja Morant.
I don't think there's no question that, you know, he's going to be announced Rookie of the Year, and I think when that happens right there, you know, we're going to see a little bit of a tick. And I've got silver of him, and I've got base. And so I'm going to be looking to sell those when that time comes up. Not all of them, but that's generally how I roll. Like, I'll have like a bunch, and I will sell. I'll sell the majority of them, and I'll keep one for insurance purposes, just in case it, like, profit is profit, man. Like, at the end of the day. You know, if you're at 100% profit, like, you can't be upset about that. Like, you know, you take that money and you put it in something else. I guess I approach things that way. And then I build my PC that way. I guess people don't really understand that. Maybe it's people don't do it like that. But I'll end up buying like a bunch of PSA 9s of a certain character, and then I'll sell. And then usually from that money, I'll take and buy a PSA 10 of something else. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I'm definitely more of a – initially, I was a long-term guy. So I was like, I'm buying these cards. I'm putting them in the box, and, you know, I'll come back to them in 20 years. However, since the market has evolved and adapted, I'm starting to think like, okay, if I can buy these cards now at $5 a piece and sell, you know, in a month or two at $10 a piece, you know, that's 50% or, what, 100%.
Right.
And you think about those low hanging fruit stuff in quantities. It's the same thing as, you know, $1,000 card, buying it for $1,000 and selling it for, you know, $2,000. That's $1,000, 100%. So I don't have $1,000 to spend on one card. So I'm doing the small little chunks, the 5, the 10, the 20s, and expecting to sell for at least what I paid for it. So buy it for 20, sell it for 40 or 60 or 70. But the market's changing so much. It's so hard to keep track of. I'll be scrolling on Instagram and I'll see the prices of these cards, and I'll just be blown away. Like across the board, there's so many cards that are just, you know, coming, sneaking up from behind me and growing up in a valley. And like, dang it. It's like the 2003 basketball, the 2003 Topps Chrome Refractors, the Shaquille O'Neal. I did a video on this. I picked up a PSA 9. I wanted an auction for 30. And I, in my video, I was looking at the Shaquille O'Neal X Fractors that are serial numbered out of like 221. And the other ones that were listed for 50. And I was like, I didn't buy them. However, they're now selling for like $250, the 2003 refractor cards. So it's so hard to keep track of what's going up, what's going down. So I just pinpoint and follow my gut. And I really don't have any picks of the week. But because I'm all over the place. You guys kind of know, watch my low-hanging fruit videos, watch my top 10 basketball videos. Watch Les Alex. He does soccer cards. He does baseball cards. And the Hobby Box, Boris at the Hobby Box, their YouTube channels. Go subscribe to him if you haven't already, guys. We're busting out content. We're letting you know. Like I said, there's so much information out there. And we're kind of reporting it to you, all of us individually on our YouTube channels. And then we're doing a weekly podcast together, Sports Card NBA. Check us out on the Patreon if you want to, you know, sign up to get additional perks and benefits. And then check us out individually on our own Patreon pages. We have our own, you know, individual things that we're looking forward to doing with y'all and, you know, engaging further. We're trying to keep this under an hour. I want to appreciate you guys. I thank you so much for hanging out with us and commenting. We get a lot of ideas from you guys. So I appreciate your comments and the insight that you guys give us. Check back with us next week. We're going to be doing this every week, guys, and hanging out and continuing to grow and get better at it.